David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Welcome to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi, where we embark on a journey of personal growth, wellness, and empowerment. Join me, Stacey Chalemi, as we explore insightful tips and we also go into actionable sites where we elevate ways in your life and let you see your life in a whole new standing. Now today, Claire, who is a spiritual coach and works in astrology and helps people in their daily lives improve themselves through the different ways of astrology and other related areas that she studies, she's going to talk about how you can use your birth chart to actually help you in your personal empowerment that in your life. So she's going to talk a little bit about today how you could actually take your birth sign and you could actually apply it to astrology and how that actually could help you in your personal growth. So Claire, today I'm really excited because this is something I think a lot of people are interested in. You know, a lot of people really want to be able to be personally empowered, but they don't know how to, you know, use their birth sign. They don't know how to apply, you know, they're interested in astrology, but they think it's just like a horoscope and they don't realize how much more goes into it. And, you know, a lot of times if you look at astrology and you look at the different birth signs and you look at numerology and everything in that area, it when you do it with somebody, it actually comes out and it's like, oh my God, that's me to a T, you know? And then there's so many ways you could take it to apply it to your life. So you could actually have personal growth in all different areas of life. So it could apply to how can I make my, you know, my life more successful in the business world? How could I grow, you know, a healthier bond with my family or improve my personal life or relationships that are around me? And there's so much to dive into. How do we use astrology to actually enhance our personal lives and enhance our personal growth?
Well, yeah, you know that I definitely just agree with everything you just said, because that's obviously what I do for a living. And I think it's such a powerful tool when you do allow yourself to open your mind to what it's showing you. Something that I talk about a lot is, you know, the very real kind of obstacles that a lot of people have when they're getting into it or wanting to get into astrology is, you know, is this real? Is it just a system that a lot of people use to kind of excuse certain behaviors within themselves? There's so much confirmation bias that is totally true and very real with astrology. And I think those are, among other things, some of the main factors that I would say kind of keep people from actually utilizing these tools, because unfortunately it is used in those ways a lot of the time. And I think like many tools, you know, like many things in life, it's about your intentions and how you actually choose to utilize this system. And so for me, in my work and the way that I like to approach it, I've shared this with you every time we chat, but I think it's, for me, it's one of the most valuable ways to utilize this system is by understanding your personal birth chart first and foremost. You know, right. I think to your point with the pop astrology and just viewing it through the lens of, oh, it's just a horoscope. It's like, that can be super valuable if you know what you're even looking at. Number one, I think a lot of people don't even know what to read, where most horoscopes are actually written for your rising sign, not your sun sign.
Right.
And so a lot of people don't even know their rising sign or what a rising sign is. So I think that's first and foremost. If you feel like horoscopes have never resonated with you, that's worth looking into, number one. And then number two, it's like, ultimately, if you don't understand the nuances and the depth and the complexities of every layer of your chart, not just your sun sign, there's so much more to be learned there. And there's so much more to understand about yourself. I think one of the biggest things that I hear is feedback from people all the time. And I know I had this experience myself, and it's why I love to use this system so much, is I had things, to your point, when I got my chart read, I had things mirrored back to me and articulated to me in a way where they rang so true. They felt so real and so true in my body. And I had never been able to put words to them before, which made it really hard to validate, which made it really hard to accept, which made it really hard to embrace. And I think that goes back to what you mentioned earlier, where it's like when you start to kind of see yourself through a new lens and through a more whole lens, you become so much more empowered.
Oh, definitely. Now, what's the difference between a rising star and a sun sign? You just mentioned the two different signs. Like you didn't realize, like you mentioned, most people don't realize the difference between the two. What are the different differences between the two?
Yeah. So, I mean, just to take a small step back, there's so many more layers than just the sun and the rising. I think you maybe, if you're at least a little bit into astrology, you maybe have heard sun, moon, rising, like the big three. That's what people always talk about all the time. And there's obviously every other planet as well. And I know that the sun and moon aren't planets, but I'm just going to say that for the sake of easier than celestial body. So with that in mind, there are other points of your birth chart, like the rising sign, that are not physical objects. They're kind of these mathematical points in space that are meant to be very important, very prominent within your character and the way that you kind of present or whatever it may be. Like they're going to show up in your personality, essentially. So the rising sign is one of those. And without getting too, you know, nuanced and into the details, this is why the time and the location of your birth matter, not just the day and the year of your birthday. Because it's essentially saying what sign, what constellation was rising over the eastern horizon in relation to you on Earth at the time of your birth. It was rising. So that's essentially where that term comes from. It's also a synonym to ascendant. If you ever hear people say ascendant in astrology or just your first house, that's what this is speaking to. And in terms of like real time, what it actually means, I think this is where it's so nuanced, so complex, but like the most basic way of putting it is your sun sign is the core of who you are. It is who you are at your most authentic, in your bones, essentially. You know, it's like you can't help but be this. Let's just put it that way. Your rising sign is more so how you are kind of choosing to approach your life at the overarching level. It's how you're choosing to move through the world, how you kind of view new experiences. I always think of it as kind of like the lens, the lens that you are viewing the world through. And that oftentimes, at least upon first impressions or like surface level relationships, that's how people are seeing you as well. So this is why a lot of people, when they find out their rising sign, they actually really, really resonate with this, because they're like, oh yes, this is how I want to be. This is who I'm kind of, this is a part of my personality that I'm growing into, or that I've kind of shaped the way that I move through the world through.
Yeah. Wow. Now, you know, when it comes to like personal empowerment, how can we use astrology to increase our personal empowerment?
Oh my gosh. I mean, so many ways. First of all, I think this is one that's like, there's a lot of different angles, kind of to what you were mentioning earlier, where it's like, the beauty of astrology, or one of the beauties of astrology, is you can kind of apply it to whatever you're personally going through in that moment of your life. But if we're looking at it in kind of just the overarching, I want to feel more empowered. I want to feel more like myself. I want to kind of reclaim parts of myself that I've allowed to diminish or that I've given away from through people pleasing or through fear of rejection or whatever it may be. And I think there's a lot of different ways that we can do this. But first and foremost, I would say getting your chart read by someone else is one of the most powerful things to introduce you to this system. Just because I will say this a million times, but it's all about seeing your wholeness. It's not about seeing these different kind of siloed compartments that make you up. It's about recognizing that they all play together. There's pros and cons, you know, there's different points of the spectrum for each of them. That's kind of how I always talk about it. I don't know, we've had parts of that conversation before, but like, I think that every single placement in your birth chart can show you your potentials. And that means your highest potential, you know, the version of it you probably are most inclined to want to play out. It also is going to show you the potential on like the really challenging, most, you know, quote unquote, objectively negative side of the spectrum as well.
Yeah.
And to me, that's actually extremely empowering because it's showing you, number one, this is why you're behaving this way. This is why certain things are coming up. It's not to excuse it. It's not a permission slip, but it's allowing you to give yourself a little bit more grace.
Yeah.
And to recognize that every single person is human at the end of the day. And we all have the potential to play out both ends of the spectrum. So it's showing you, hey, if this is the side that you tend to be playing out more, here's the other end of that spectrum. And here are some ways that you can probably get closer to playing that out versus this, because it's showing you the context of why it's showing up, where it's showing up, when it's showing up, all of those details. So to me, it really, if you understand your personal birth chart, it really is this ability to go from having self-awareness to taking it to that next step and really being able to actually do something about it.
Right. Wow. So the first thing you would suggest is getting someone who is an expert in reading astrology to look at your birth chart, to look at your rising and your sun sign, and to really do an analyzation of everything, you know, take into all different factors. So they take into your factor of when you were born, your rising sign, that your moon sign, was it?
So they'll take in when you were born, so like the day, year, like all of the details of your actual just birthday, but also the time of day and the location. So like for me, Charlotte, North Carolina, for example, like it's going to tell you where. So that's the information you provide, but then it's going to be able to generate a chart that'll show your sun, your moon, your rising, and every single planet where they were in the sky at the exact time of day that you were born, in relation to where you were on Earth when you were born.
Wow. And so once you start analyzing all that and you start looking at that, it starts to really form who you are as a person in all different areas of your life. It's your personality, your characteristics, the way you think, the way you like to do things. And then, you know, it comes up with this whole analyzation of the person that, by the way, everything, you know, formulated around the time that you came into this earth, this is the way that, you know, your personality, your sign, you're supposed to be. So, you know, if someone is off track, you know, or isn't, you know, is that, do you think that affects a person negatively, or it might be a good thing? So if your chart says you're supposed to be a certain way, and then you're not really, you're, you know, some things resonate, but some things you're kind of doing differently. Is it something you should look at seriously and maybe try to readjust certain things in your life? Or sometimes could it be a good thing, or maybe not?
I think that's a great question. And I want to just say right now, I think this is one of the biggest fears that a lot of people have with astrology. They think it's fated. They think that it's rigid and set in stone and black and white, and you either are this or you're not. And that's just back to the spectrums. Like, that just couldn't be further from the truth. It's really showing you, hey, here's a picture of a lot of different potentials that could be playing out right now. And I think I had that exact experience that you're speaking to. Like, when I first got my chart read, I was in the very early stages of what I didn't know then, but I can clearly say now, was a quarter life crisis. I was having a full blown existential crisis, or about to, hence why I was like, sure, let's look at astrology. Like, tell me something about myself, because I have no idea who I am.
Right.
And I felt so validated, more validated than I ever had in my entire life in some parts of that. But to your point, there were other parts that I wasn't necessarily playing out the way that my chart said I would, or that I quite frankly wanted to be. And I think that actually for me personally, it gave me this it gave me this confirmation that the parts of my life that were feeling really uncomfortable were feeling that way for a reason. I had gotten into, or I had started playing these roles. I had leaned a little too hard into my conditioning and into expectations and into what people expected and wanted from me, or into people pleasing or whatever it may be. Or maybe, I think in my case for sure, and I know a lot of people have this experience, maybe playing out an end of the spectrum that might be beneficial in some ways, yeah, but it wasn't aligned with what I actually wanted in my life. It's like, well, I'm checking that box and it's not inherently good or bad that I am, but like, do I actually want that? Right. And I think that's more what comes up. I would say, don't ever probably go into a reading with the intention of, you know, getting news that's going to like confirm that you're living your life in a right or wrong way. Go into it with curiosity so that you're going to really start to think about whatever is offered to you. You're going to feel into it. You're going to sit with it and recognize that there is probably some truth to it, but is it the truth that I want to be living out? And I think that's the experience that I personally had. I know a lot of clients that I work with have. And to me, that is a step towards empowerment, because you're actively choosing which end of the spectrum, which characteristics within my chart do I want to be playing out more, and which ones do I want to be playing out a little bit less?
Right. Wow. Yeah. Because, you know, I think that could kind of help you when you look at, like, when you look at it in that aspect, it's like, okay, you know, these are just certain characteristics that I really like about myself. And then there are certain things that, you know, that it says that I am, and I, but you know what, I'm not really happy with those things. And maybe I want to change, you know, some of those things and alter it. Now, are we, you know, is it totally okay to alter it? Because if it says, you know, you're supposed to be this, or you're supposed to be doing that way, and someone's personality might not want it like that. Also, could they be on the spectrum too? Because sometimes people are on, like, you know, the spectrum of both signs, you know, they might be a little bit of this and they might be a little bit of that. And that probably could affect them in lots of ways too.
It does. I've read a lot of different charts at this point, and I've read both where they've been very concentrated in a couple signs and a couple houses, and there is like just super clear and strong themes within people's charts when it's just clustered. The planets in the sky on the day they were born were all kind of in the same place.
Right.
And those people tend to be very definitive in their personalities. I don't know. I don't want to say they can't change. I don't want to say they can't grow and evolve. That's absolutely not true at all. But just the way that they are is very prominent because it's so concentrated in certain parts of their charts and in certain signs. I've also seen charts that are totally spread out, where, to your point that you just made, there's a lot of kind of seesawing, push-pull energy within them internally, and that can feel very challenging. I know this is, my chart is one of those, and that can be very challenging because you have these not always opposing energies within you per se, but these kind of conflicting energies where it can create this internal friction where one part of you wants to do something and another part of you, which is also just as real, has this very different kind of feeling around how to approach a situation. And I think a lot of us have that. You know, we're all humans. We're all very complex creatures. But I think that that goes back to what we were just saying of, okay, if there is a part of my chart that feels like maybe more of a nuisance than a benefit, which, you know, yeah, I challenge you to look at it in a different way if that's how it feels. That said, you're totally allowed to have your least favorite and favorite placements within your chart. I know I do. And it's recognizing, like, okay, for me, for example, my Cancer Mars, I don't love that I have Mars in Cancer. It does make it really challenging. Like, Mars is the planet that speaks to the way that you're going to assert yourself, the way that you're going to feel motivation to take action. And Cancer is one of the most fluid, if not the most fluid, intuitive of the signs. And it's literally just my motivation levels, my energy levels, my ability and desire to actually speak up and say what I want ebbs and flows literally every single day. I mean, it's Cancer, it's ruled by the moon. I have to look at where the moon is every day, even though my sun and moon aren't there, my Mars is. So it's like, am I actually going to have the energy and motivation to do this task that needs to get done today? I need to see where it's at. So I bring that up because that can be a challenge, but I also have some other placements in my chart. I have a 10th house Saturn. So that's basically like Saturn speaks to your work ethic, your ability to take accountability and take on responsibility and step up to the plate. 10th house is all about goal setting, long-term goals, success, achievement, like status, the legacy you want to leave. So it's like, okay, if I know that I have both of these energies in my chart, I want to honor both of them. I don't want to disregard the fact that my energy and motivation will ebb and flow, but I also know that when I need to, I can lean into this other side of myself. And I think that's really back to the empowerment. That's really how you can, the more you know your chart, the more you can play with those parts of, okay, this is what's going to activate this side of my chart today, because that's the side I actually want to be tapping into since I need to get some work done.
And how do you know how to tap into it? Because everything changes on a daily basis. Like if you read horoscopes, your horoscope is different the next day, and it's because of the way everything is aligned. You know, how do you learn how to understand the differences and read your chart, you know, according to the each day? You know, what are things that you look at when it comes to astrology? You know, because every day is different.
Right. And this is where I think that my way of using these tools is a little bit different than most astrologers, which is honestly one of the reasons that I don't even call myself an astrologer. Like, I think I just use astrology and I'm adept at it. I don't technically call myself an astrologer, but I personally think it is so much more important if you're wanting to use astrology as a tool for empowerment, as a tool to, kind of use self-discovery as your ability to be more authentic and live a life that feels more aligned with you. If that's the way that you're wanting to use astrology, I think it is far more beneficial to learn your personal birth chart in and out versus leaning into the transits. Because the reality is exactly what you just said, it changes every single day. The transits, the planets are moving. Whether we want them to or not, they're moving every single day. And so ultimately, if you know yourself well enough, it doesn't really matter where the planets are on any given day. It can be a helpful added layer to support you. But if you know yourself in and out, then you know how to operate no matter where the energy is that day, no matter what circumstances externally are happening, planets aside. And so I think that can be far more valuable to start with at the very least, where then if you want to fold the transits in after the fact, then it's basically about, okay, how do I take where the planets are today and kind of overlay them on my own birth chart to see what's getting personally activated for me today, based on where the planets are in the sky. Like, for example, last week, the full moon in Aries. If you have strong Aries and Libra placements, because when there's a full moon, that means the sun and the moon are in opposite signs. So the moon was full in Aries, which means the sun was in Libra. So if you have those two signs prominent in your birth chart, you probably felt last week's full moon in a really big way.
And how did a lot of people, like if you were a Libra or Aries, you know, how what were like some of the things that people were experiencing? Because it was supposed to be very powerful last week, the way everything was aligned.
Yeah, I think it really was mostly because it was the first full moon following an eclipse window. And anytime we have an eclipse window, just kind of everything gets shaken up. Things go wonky, things go awry. I always like to quote Kate Fowley, an astrologer, who talks about how eclipses expedite the inevitable. Like it's sometimes it's cataclysmic events that change things in the, in a heartbeat, but More often than not, I would say it's usually things that have been bubbling under the surface, potentially for months or years. And the eclipses kind of force you to deal with them, whether you want to or not. And so I think that that was very prominent for everyone collectively last week because we had this crazy eclipse window in September, early October. And then the Aries full moon was the first big lunation right after that window. So a lot of people just had their whole world shaken up. And then they move into like, all right, gotta keep moving on with my life. And the full moon in Aries was here to illuminate things again and be like, all right, things have changed. You've changed. We're about to start a whole new cycle with life. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. So regardless of where it hits in your personal chart, it is kind of like a fresh start type of energy, a new chapter for a full new year-long cycle. And it really is asking you, like, okay, let's check in. Do you need to leave behind any behaviors, mindsets, maybe even literal circumstances like relationships or careers or whatever it may be that no longer feel like they fit with this version of yourself and your life that you're wanting moving forward? And I think that that's why last week's full moon was just hitting everyone so hard because Aries full moons already do that. That's literally the theme of an Aries full moon. But the fact that it was immediately following an eclipse window that rocked most people's worlds in some way, it just felt extra potent, I think, to really take that as an opportunity to decide what do I want to leave behind that no longer feels like it fits, even if it once did.
That's it is very powerful, and I think a lot of people, said that they felt like some type of change going on in their life. It's just kind of like revelations, kind of hitting them, and I think it's amazing, how astrology is so precise. If you really look into it, it's just so precise. Now, what made you actually go into astrology, and go that route? Because I'm sure something in your life had to trigger it. Was it a common interest that you always had, or it was something just pulling you towards that direction? Like, what made you, focus on astrology as your lifelong career, and how did it change your life?
Yeah, it was an interesting path, and it was not because I wanted to go down it. I definitely resisted it more so than just dove in head first. But once I did, I couldn't get out. So the long and short was, I think like a lot of people, I had that existential crisis moment that I referenced earlier when COVID hit, when we were kind of forced to slow down, forced to experience our lives in a different way than we were used to. The busyness kind of just fell off because things just couldn't function the way that they previously were, you know? And I think that that had many people on the global scale really noticing things that had been festering under the surface for a long time. But we'd been able to brush past. We'd been able to ignore it. We'd been able to compartmentalize it because it just, we didn't have the energy or the capacity or the desire to deal with it. We just kept moving on through our lives. But I had that realization really early on in COVID. Like I would say it probably only took me a couple months. And then I was like, oh no. Like trapped here with my thoughts. And I'm realizing that I've been living my life on autopilot. Like, I literally just started working in the corporate world one day and I never stopped and I never questioned anything and I never thought about myself or my values or where I was heading and if it still felt good to me. And I really just decided to look at every, system, every opportunity that I could that could potentially help me to figure those things out that I had been neglecting. What did I care about? Who actually did I want to be? Was this path the one that I wanted to be on? And what things do I need to learn about myself to actually know that answer? And first of all, let me just say, I had no idea where to look when I started this journey, which is why I landed in the world of astrology. I dabbled in pretty much any corner of self-discovery that I could until I found a couple that just completely changed my perspective on life and allowed me to feel like I was starting to know myself again. And there were several, let me be clear, astrology wasn't the only one that did that, but this was really the first one that just busted the door wide open.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had this kind of key, this map, if you will, of understanding who I was. And I knew that it was something that was going to be able to support me for a long time. I think that's one of the coolest things with astrology is you can go back to it. Same with human design. You can go back to it a million different times and see different things.
Yeah.
You're at a different stage in your life. Me right now is a different person than I was when I was looking at this, you know, 5 years ago. And the things that I'm connecting the dots around within my personality now are not the same things that I was deducing when I was looking at it then, because just see what you need to see in that moment. And it's just continuously allowing me to go deeper and deeper into understanding who I am, and back to the empowerment piece, just really being able to then live my life and make choices that align with that.
Right. Wow. That is powerful. Now, as a coach, how do you help people? Like how, when it comes to self-empowerment and having people understand who they are and then start to actually make changes in their life, you know, what are some of the things that you would start to do to help people get to that point, to understand who they are and what areas in their lives need to be changed, and really get people to really discover who they are and then get them to the point where they start really looking at things and making changes in their life with the usage of astrology?
So first, I think I always like to know what people are wanting advice on in that season of their lives, back to what I was just saying about myself and how I look at it now versus then. And I know in the future it will be a different thing. So I think that's really important and helpful too, because they're going to help to kind of navigate me as the coach as to what area they're needing the most support with right now, so that we can start to work through that, because that's going to give them the capacity then to continue working through other parts of their chart. So that's first and foremost. I like to know where you're at in your life, what you're kind of wanting the most guidance around.
Yeah.
We're going to hyperfixate on those parts of your charts. We're not going to neglect the rest of it, but we're going to see if there's some core kind of themes and patterns that we can look at that are potentially triggers for you. They're potentially challenge points for you. They're potentially wounds that you need to heal, self-worth, insecurity around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that I think is a really big piece that I like to dive into with my clients. And I always think that something that a lot of people can consciously believe and know, but it's harder to apply to yourself, especially depending on some placements in your chart, is that there's room for self-acceptance and compassion and wanting to still improve and wanting to still evolve and be a quote unquote better version of yourself.
Right.
I think a lot of people have this idea of like, okay, if I look in my chart and I see that I have I'll just use my Cancer Mars example, and since I already explained what that was a little bit, like, oh, I have a Cancer Mars. So like, cool. I guess that means I have a pass now and I don't have to like get work done every day. You know, whatever it may be, like you can use it as this excuse, or you can use it as like a victim mentality around that thing. And really what I coach my clients around a lot is like, how can we have acceptance and compassion for this part of ourselves and recognize that there's a way to really leverage the highest end of it and not let it rule your life subconsciously, because oftentimes that's what's happening. It's the subconscious parts of our charts that are kind of leading us astray. And I like to look at those pieces. And I also like to really look at the parts of our charts on the other end of that spectrum that are just such prominent thematic gifts and strengths within your chart. So you can start to lean into and embrace those more and not feel like, you know, you're taking them for granted, or like they're just, everyone has this, you know, it's like, no, they don't actually. And this is something that can probably get you a lot further in life if you embrace it a little bit more.
Right. Now, are there some tools and techniques that you use when people want, like, see certain things in their chart and they want to change it? Are there certain tools, in different ways that you teach people that could be helpful? Maybe things they could apply in their own lives, to help them, if they're home right now listening and they see certain characteristics, in their life they want to change. Are there some suggestions that you may be able to give?
Yes, and I'll say it's so nuanced and so specific. Like it really is very personalized to the chart, but I think it goes back to, again, if you're having issues with fill in the blank, like where is your current biggest challenge in your life? There's going to be certain planets that you're going to want to look at to support you through that, or certain houses that you're going to want to look at to support you with that more. So, like I was mentioning earlier, if I'm struggling to get things done, if I'm struggling with procrastination, if I'm struggling with motivation, my energy levels, with actually just doing things, but I'm like, I have work to do. Like, how can I be a successful human being and actually still honor my energy at the same time? And so, like in that example, I would look at your Mars, I would look at your Saturn, I would look at your second, sixth, and 10th houses. Like there's certain parts of your chart that are going to really be supportive to help you understand what's going to motivate you, what is going to actually get you to do this thing that you keep not doing, even though consciously you want to. Why do you keep repeating this pattern in relationships? Like, if that's the case, we're going to look at the seventh house. We're going to look at your Venus. We're going to look at your Mars. We're going to look at your 11th house. There's like spots where we're going to look. And then there's always going to be, to your point, I have, just ways of approaching certain things based on what sign and what planet and what house we're talking about. Okay, because of this, maybe you can try doing this because this planet will appreciate your approach if you do it in this way.
I get it. Now, when you say house, what does that refer to for people that might not understand what that word means?
Yeah, so if you look at, any Western astrology wheel, which is 90% of what you're going to just like, you'd probably have to type in Vedic astrology if you were Googling that specifically. So if you're just on, Astro Cafe or astrology.com or something like that, and you Google your birth chart, they all are going to have slightly different looks, but all of them are going to have kind of different layers in the wheel, in the birth chart wheel. So the outermost layer is always going to speak to the sign. So it's usually these, the kind of, the symbols or the glyphs that represent each of the 12 zodiac signs. So those are the signs, like we've been talking about. The layer in from that is typically going to be where you have a whole new set of little glyphs, and those are going to represent where the planets fell on the day of your birth. So it's like, okay, there's a lot of, for me, there's a lot of planets in Aquarius. Okay, that means I have a lot of Aquarius energy prominent within my chart and within myself. The innermost circle is then going to have numbers 1 through 12, kind of denoting these 12 pie slices of your chart, if you will. And those are representing the 12 houses. And I always think the easiest way to break down a chart in your mind, because that's a lot of different layers to look at, and I totally get that. It's kind of like learning a language a little bit. And I always tell people, if you're wanting to learn how to read your chart more, it helps to look at the planets as what? Planets equal what? This is what energy we're looking at within your chart. The sign is the next layer that you can apply to it by saying, kind of, what flavor is this energy going to show up as within myself? What way is this energy going to manifest for me personally? The house is then what area of my life? So where is this most likely to show up for me?
Now, if you had to take everything we talked about today and you really wanted to focus on some important aspects, what are some things that you really like to emphasize on?
I think for me, again, just because I don't see a lot of people using astrology this way, and I really think if you're someone that is intrigued by it and does see the benefit of it, but doesn't necessarily know how to use it or feels daunted by it, I really personally believe that knowing your personal birth chart is the best place to start, is the best place to deep dive into. don't get caught up on the transits. Don't get caught up on the aspects, even like how things connect to one another. Like, really just understand each individual placement in your chart first and foremost. I do think the best way to do that is to get someone to professionally read it for you first, then feel free to deep dive into it even further. But to me, that is the most beneficial way that you can really approach these systems to find empowerment, to find self-acceptance and self-compassion, to actually leverage your strengths more and become more self-aware of some of these patterns that you might be playing out. And I think then you can always add the other layers if and when you want to continue to support you further. But I think really that is, to me, one of the best ways to use this system that I don't see a lot of people really doing. Maybe because it feels daunting, but it's like, just get a chart read then. Not everyone needs to do this for a living. Just have someone tell you.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Now, what are some of the services that you provide for people?
So now it's going to sound like a plug, but I promise it wasn't. I do. I do birth chart readings. I also do human design readings. And basically you get a little key takeaway sheet with either of those. So you can have it even after we've spoken live, because I know that a lot of times you need that kind of reference point. So you have that, but you also are going to get an hour long conversation live with me to talk through all of those pieces, but also some of the pieces that are not going to be listed in the key takeaways, where we can go a little bit deeper. So I love doing those. And then I oftentimes have people that want to take it deeper than that. Obviously, once you open Pandora's box, you're like, wait a minute. I need to know how to leverage this. And again, like I said, not everyone is going to want to go down the rabbit holes that I have to learn the complexities of this system. So what I'm here to do is support the people who see the value in it and the benefit, how they can leverage this system without them having to learn those details. I've already learned them. So I can coach you through it. I can guide you through it. I can help you through those specific seasons of your life that are feeling really tough and challenging, and give you context as to why those things are coming up in your life, how you can work through them. And so I do, those are customized coaching packages around that, but it is a precursor to get your chart read first.
I love it. I love it. Now, with when you talk about human design, what exactly is human design versus having a birth chart reading?
So human design is a whole nother level of complex. Like, quite frankly, if astrology is complex, just take that to the nth degree with human design. Because astrology is one of the systems that human design is based on, but it's based on a lot of other systems that study our energy. So think like Kabbalah, the chakra system, Chinese I Ching, quantum physics. Like, there's a lot of different layers of what makes up your human design chart, but essentially it's the study of your energetic body, essentially. And it's layering information from all of these different systems that study that in different ways and saying, hey, let's actually put all of these together and come up with a really nuanced picture of who you are energetically and how it's going to be, you know, most seamless, we'll say, for lack of a better word, for your energy to kind of flow in this life. This is where it's going to want to go. And this is the way that it's going to want to be expressed, versus the way that your energy is going to continue to run into resistance and roadblocks or feel drained or whatever it may be. And I think that because of that, astrology to me is a really incredible place to start, especially for self-discovery purposes and just understanding yourself. And then human design is a very tangible way to kind of have that practical application of, okay, I know myself a lot more, but energetically, what does this mean when it comes to how to actually live a life that feels aligned?
Yeah. Wow. I like that. That's a really, I like that that the human design one kind of takes a little bit of everything, from all different types of energies, So it really gives you more in depth because it's looking at different areas and in a different way. So that's like the next level intenseness. And then the third one is really like the major one when people really want to take it to the next level and even get more out of it. Like when you take it to the third level, like what are you doing differently, versus the human design?
You mean when I do the actual like the coaching with people?
Yes.
Yeah, so we're doing both. We're talking about human design and birth chart when I do the coaching with people. I would say 9 times out of 10. Because it helps when we're trying to adjust our behavior. We're not just wanting to understand ourselves. When I'm coaching people, that's what's happening. They're wanting to adjust something. It's not simply about self-discovery anymore. It's like, how can I actually start to take action to evolve in the direction that I want to? And so that's what I'm helping them to do by understanding their charts more, and specifically through examples, oftentimes, is what we do. It's like we have these, again, we have usually a focus that we're working on with whatever season of life they're in, or whatever thing feels like this lifelong challenge that they're trying to, outgrow, or whatever it may be, or maybe even embrace more. And we're looking at the million different points of both of their charts that's going to support them in doing that. And usually we're also tying in the transits in real time, like I said, because at that point we have the foundational knowledge, we have the understanding already, and we can take it to the next level of, okay, this is who you are. You understand what that means. Now let's look at what's happening right now and why you're feeling called to actually do something about it in this season of your life. And how can we lean into that and take this opportunity to create lasting and profound change?
I love it. I love it. Now, where can people go to find you so they can, may inquire about getting their birth chart read, or maybe even doing human design, or doing both, and really tapping into a deeper level of self-discovery and figuring out how they can make changes in their life and really, self-empower themselves.
Yeah, so I think my website's the best place to do that, just clairecampagna.com. And the work with me page, if you just click any of the buttons on that page, it'll take you to the booking page to book any of these things. And then my Instagram as well. I'm just posting things back to what you mentioned earlier. I'm posting things that are kind of relevant to the full moon and new moon transits every couple of weeks. So that can be a good place to just dip your toe in the water. It's linked on my website, but it's just Claire period Campagna is my handle. And I think that's one where if you're just wanting to kind of start to understand what these things mean a little bit more, that's a good place to just do a little stalking on my Instagram and see what some of the recent full moons have brought up for you, and maybe think of sp some specific examples in your life.
Oh, I love it. Now, if you had to like challenge people, is there a challenge you'd maybe like to give out today, for people who are out there listening to you? Is there something that pops into your head that you might want to say, hey, I like to challenge you too?
Yeah, ooh, that's a fun question. I think just because of the topic of the conversation today, and knowing that I once was somebody that probably, could have benefited from being challenged in this way, I would challenge anyone listening who is like, yeah, that all sounds great, and my religion doesn't jive with this, or my scientific way of viewing the world doesn't jive with this, or fill in the blank. Mental objection to astrology. First of all, I have a post that speaks specifically to this. So scroll back and find that. I have like the common criticisms of astrology, and definitely look at that. But I think the challenge would be to approach that wall that's presenting with curiosity. Is this actually my belief, or was this planted in me? What do I fear is going to happen if I do find that there's validity to this when I get my chart read? Ask yourself those types of questions, because I find that the people that tend to be the loudest critics with this, when, like, for example, when I started reading charts, a lot of my husband's charts, or my husband's, what? My friend's husband's A lot of my husbands, no, a lot of my friends' husbands, I would read their information and they would give me their information kind of jokingly, like expecting this to be a total joke. And I'll never forget the faces that they would like. I'd leave them with just shock, jaws dropped, like. And I would always leave those conversations saying, "Don't give me your information if you don't want me to see you."
Very.
And now they know, like whether they subscribe to it or not, whether they're into it or not, though I will say some of them have gotten into it. It's just funny because oftentimes the louder the criticism, it doesn't take long to poke holes through that because you realize it's not even you criticizing the system. It's somebody that told you that it wasn't valid, or it's, again, it's using this, seeing the systems used in the ways that, like, in my opinion, just aren't very constructive. Pop astrology is often very doomsday focused. And that's just not the way that I like to look at it.
I find that a lot of times when I find people who are critical or they are cynical about it is because someone told them in their past or how they were raised, so it is that person or group of people, implanting that. So when they grew up as adults, they were very cynical because of the background, their environment that they grew up in.
For sure. That's definitely my experience too. They were told that, or they read a couple horoscopes and either said, "This doesn't land with me," or, "This could literally have applied to anybody. You could have written this about any person and it would have landed in some." Kind of like, I think a lot of people have that feeling with like psychics and mediums and things like that. And it's like, I think that's always the challenge with these types of industries is there's always going to be that going on. And there's always going to be people who are going to be able to present something to you and give you something you can actually work with. And that's very specific. And you're like, you should have no idea about this, but you do, which happens every time I do a reading for someone I don't know. It's like, I don't know why you know that, but sure. Yes.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love it. I challenge everybody out there that, if you're a little cynical or just a little curious, to dive into it. And once again, tell everybody where they can find you so that if they want to dive into it, maybe they could look you up and you could help them and gear them along the way.
I would love that. As somebody who was once a critic, it's very fun for me to do that. So clairecampagna.com is my website, and then my Instagram is claire.campagna.
I love it. Thank you so much, Claire, for being on the show today. This was like a really fun conversation. I really think it's a great way. I think people don't realize that you could use astrology for empowerment and that it is a tool for self-discovery and also a tool to show you how you can make changes in your life according to what your birth sign is, according to what your energy is, how everything's aligned when you were born, and everything. You're just taking everything into account, really looking into it, and then really being able to look, just past, the word astrology and really looking at it as a tool that you could actually base your life on and just, focus on what the energies are that day. What are you feeling? What does your sign say? And then just going by that. It's really powerful. And for people who try it, it's just so on the dot. Once you start doing it, it's like, wow, so I definitely challenge people to take a look at it. And this has been great. Thank you so much, Claire, for being on this show today. I look forward to our future discussions. And I definitely want to challenge people. If you want the feeling of empowerment, check it out. See what your astrology is, see what your chart says, and see what you can do to actually make those levels that you want to elevate to in your personal and in your business and career life too. Well, thank you, Claire. This has been great.
Thank you. I always love these conversations. And yeah,
Oh,
I'm
me too.
looking forward to more.
Yes, me too. Have a great day.
Thank you.